This is It's Your Time to Travel on TalkTainmentRadio.com. Radio, the way it should be heard. I'm Ricky Tyers from Tyers Tours and Travel, and you can join the conversation at 877-932-9766 or subscribe to our TalkTainment Radio YouTube channel, and podcast is available. So for today's show, the title of today's show is Stay Home, Dream Now for Travel Tomorrow. Stay home. Take this time to dream, imagine, and plan your next vacation, because all good things will be waiting for you, because this is just a late check-in. Just a late check-in. You're just checking in late. So just sit still. Sit still for another couple days, couple weeks, and everything that you ever wanted to do will be waiting for you when we come out of this coronavirus, this coronavirus stuff that we're in now. Just stay home, sit still, imagine, dream, plan about your next vacation. So that's what today's show is about. Today's show is to give you things to do while you're at home, not able to get out in the public. So some of the things we're going to talk about on today's show is, again, this is just a late check-in. So we're going to go into that, and we're also going to go into the Did You Know? And the Did You Know is the U.S. State Department has stopped issuing passports because of the COVID-19. And then there's a letter from Tyers Tours and Travel. So without any delay, we're going to get into everything that's going on. But one of the comments I want to make is social distance now to beach later. We'll hopefully be back to enjoying the sun, sand, and sea soon. Until then, we'll give you ways to bring the beach home. It might not look like it now, but we know clear skies are on the horizon. So dream now, travel later, and we're all holding off on travel now for brighter days are ahead. And whenever you're ready to book that vacation you've been dreaming of, we'll be here. Tyers Tours and Travel will be here for you. And you can give us a call at 866-547-5362. So just sit still for a while. You know, you just got a few more days to sit still, and then everything that you ever wanted to do will be there. But did you know the U.S. State Department has stopped issuing passports because of the COVID-19? The United States Department of State has scaled back its passport agency operations and will no longer be issuing new passports in view of the situation surrounding the still escalating COVID-19 pandemic. It's Your Time to Travel pointed out that the release of this directive in late March coincided with the State Department's issuance of a level 4 travel advisory, which warns Americans to avoid all international travel and instructing those outside U.S. borders to return home immediately or risk being stranded abroad for an indefinite period of time. And yes, my last reports say that we have about 2,000 people stranded outside of the United States, unable at this time to get back in the States. The Passport Division recent policy change mentioned that those who had already applied to obtain a new passport or renew an existing one prior to March 20th, 2020, would not have their orders affected. The agency said that it would honor its commitment to fulfilling those expedited service orders placed on or before March 19th within 2 to 3 weeks door-to-door. Moving forward, passports would be available only to persons facing qualifying life or death emergencies such as a serious illness, injuries, or deaths in their immediate family, which require them to travel outside the United States within 72 hours. Such persons will need to not only provide their passport application and supporting documents and proof of planned international travel, i.e. reservation, ticket, or itinerary, but also proof of the life or death circumstance. This might include documents like a death certificate, a statement from a mortuary, a signed letter from a hospital, or a medical professional, and it must be translated into English. So again, we're talking about the State Department is not issuing passports. And to make an appointment at a passport center in the event of a life or death emergency, one must call the National Passport Information Center at 877-487-2778. And again, in case of a death emergency and you need to have a passport issued, you need to call 877-487-2778. Monday through Friday between the hours of 8 a.m. and 5 p.m. or Saturdays from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, or call phone number 202-647-4000 outside of regular business hours. And again, we're talking about passports. If you need an emergency passport, these are the numbers you need to call, because the State Department has stopped issuing passports. And the numbers to call Monday through Friday, 8 to 5, is 877-487-2778, or call 202-647-4000 outside of regular business hours. No indication was given as to when the State Department would again begin accepting passport applications, as is now the case among most organizations that are attempting to respond to the continually evolving pandemic. Its future plans remains up in the air, and the announcement only stated the status of our operations may change quickly, and they will update this notice as a status change. And for more information, you need to visit travel.state.gov. And again, we're talking about the State Department has quit issuing passports. If you need more information, contact travel.state.gov. So to go along with this, with all this information about the pandemic going on, Tyus Tours and Travel has a statement. We want to assure you that we take the health and well-being of our community, customers, and associates very seriously. Like you, we're closely monitoring the quickly developing effects of the coronavirus pandemic. To help prevent the spread of COVID-19, we will be practicing social distancing by working from home to protect and care for those who work with us, our customers, and the public. We will miss seeing you, but we're still open for business online 24/7, or call us where service remains uninterrupted. You can also find us on our social channels to keep updated. Plan now for travel tomorrow. Visit us at www.tyustours.com or our interactive website, tyustours.virtualhoneymoon.com, or call us at 866-547-5362. We are all in this together. We will continue to monitor the COVID-19 situation and will follow guidance from public health officials and government agencies so we can continue to support our customers in our communities as needed. For more information about the COVID-19 and what you can do to keep healthy and safe, visit the Centers for Disease Control at cdc.gov or your local health department website. And just so you know, most cruises have been postponed or canceled until at least the 1st of June. At least the 1st of July. So most cruises have been canceled. Most places are shut down. Although starting June 1st, a lot of places will open back up. So just visit us at www.tyestewards.com, and we'll have information for you of when the cruises are starting to sell again and when the vacation spots will open up. But we recently came across my favorite destination is New York City, and right now New York City is devastated, absolutely devastated. I have videos on my Facebook page, It's Your Time to Travel, that shows the streets are just empty, absolutely empty. Nobody's moving around. Nothing's going on. The only thing moving is animals. And that's what this video shows. But New York City has unveiled a virtual New York. And it's an online resource enabling visitors to experience virtually the many attractions available in New York City's five boroughs. The Metropolitan Opera will stream a different encore performance every night on its website at 7:30 p.m., which each performance available for 20 hours. The New York City Ballet is offering City Ballet, the podcast, featuring conversations with dancers, choreographers, and orchestra musicians. The Intrepid Sea, Air, and Space Museum has experienced Intrepid Anywhere section on his website for family-oriented virtual tours. Families can also check out the Explore page on the American Museum of Natural History website, which provides kids with activities designed to engage children in the natural world. So if you're a fan of New York, you still have the ability to travel New York virtually. And for a full rundown of all virtual attractions and experience, visit nycgo.com/virtualNYC. So again, New York City is my favorite destination to visit. And because it has just been devastated by the coronavirus, you can still visit New York virtually. And to find out more about that, go to nycgo.com/virtualNYC. So there's a lot of places, a lot of things going on today. We can talk to you about, but the one thing that we really want to talk to you about is things you can do at home to soak up the time. And we know that you can't go to the beach unless you live in Florida, but you can't go to the beach, and vacations may have been pushed back, but that shouldn't stop you from enjoying the beach right now. We found four ways for you to get tropical at home without the sand and surf. Your house might not be the same as an all-inclusive resort, but don't let that stop you from having a little fun during this unknown season. And the first thing I have, it says to get crafty in the kitchen. And whether you're craving pina canales on the beach or desperately wanting a authentic taco in Mexico, Don't get down on yourself. Those things might seem like they're solely reserved for the beach, but who says you can't whip them up in your own kitchen and make use of all the bar supplies and become your own personal bartender? From mojitos to margaritas, there are plenty of delicious cocktails you can enjoy from the comfort of your home. And again, these are just some tips to get you through these next couple weeks as we stay home because of the coronavirus. The first ingredient in this drink is rum punch. And the ingredients is 2 cups of orange juice, 2 cups of pineapple juice, a half a cup of lime juice, a half a cup of dark rum, a 1 cup of grenade Gerardine, a half a cup of coconut rum, and a half a cup of light rum. And you pour all the ingredients in any pitcher, stir and save. And all this is available on my Facebook page, It's Your Time to Travel. So you can also channel your creative side. It's time to get crafty, as you might be dreaming of white sands and crystal clear waters. You can spice up your own with beach-inspired crafts. You might not be picking your own seashells, but you can always make a seashell wind chime to feel like you're in a beachy oasis in your front yard, or channel your inner Van Gogh and paint a beach scene. The options are endless. And to keep your beach mode in top shape, there's a video called 25-Minute Beach Body Weight Workout. It doesn't call for any equipment. It's on YouTube. Just look it up, 25-minute beach body weight workout, and it gives you some exercises you can do in your home to keep that body in beach shape. The beach was calling, and you answered by hitting the gym every day. Maybe you were even looking forward to joining a sunrise yoga session your resort offered. Whatever the case may be, don't let having to stay at home stop you from enjoying a good workout. Get a yoga mat or a pair of weights and turn your living room into your home gym. No one said your beach bod had to suffer because your vacation has been put on hold for a little bit. Again, this whole event going on is just a late check-in. And the other thing that they suggest that you do is that you make a beachy playlist or two. This should be the first thing you do, because a good playlist always comes in handy. It can inspire you to make the best margaritas of your life, relax you as you work on your arts and crafts, or push you into doing that extra set of crunches. Or maybe you just need something to remind you of the last beach vacation you had. No matter what vacation mode you're in, there's a playlist waiting to be made. Or you can find a pre-made one if you want to be a beach bum about it. The beach might be out of reach right now because of the coronavirus, but these simple things to do at home will make it seem like you're almost there. Soon enough, there will be sunny days again. And again, all this is just a late check-in. Dream now, travel later. We're all holding off travel now, but brighter days are ahead. And again, whenever you're ready to book your vacation you've been dreaming about, we'll be here for you. You can check out our travel deals for June or give us a call at 866-547-5362. And again, all this is just a late check-in. You know, the last show we did, we gave a virtual tour of Orlando, and today we talked about a virtual tour of New York City, because New York City is totally devastated. So in the month of March, the month of March is called Celebrate Natural Virtual Month. The day was March the 30th was actual virtual day, but we've just carried that over to call April the natural virtual month. And no, this wasn't a new event created this year, given everything that is going on with the coronavirus. It's just incredibly crazy timing. The day was founded by a person named Terrence Talks Travel back in 2016. And with the current state of events in our world right now, you can plan to celebrate this for the next month instead of just one day. So the whole month of October, the whole month of April is considered National Virtual Month. And everything that you hear from people now is virtual, virtual, virtual. There are a number of sites and attractions you can tour virtually. You can visit our interactive website, TyusTours.VirtualHoneymoon.com. TyusTours.VirtualHoneymoon.com is a interactive destination matching tool that will help you if you're indecisive, have no idea where to go for your honeymoon, your destination wedding, or vacation. You can discover your dream destination in two steps. First, by taking a quiz with 17 interactive fun questions. Second, you can find your top two destinations. So if you go in and take the 17 fun questions, interactive questions, they will come up with your two best destinations. And then you can decide if these destinations are destinations that you want to go to. Or you can explore our entire destination library to view all the exotic possibilities to travel to. Additionally, you can also look at stunning photos to help fuel your travel dreams. Just visit our website at TyusTours.com. You can also watch travel shows or documentaries related to the travel world to help get your fix. And it may spark new ideas of where you want to go once all this is over. So you've been listening to It's Your Time to Travel on TalkTimeRadio.com. Stay tuned. After the break, we will discuss the stay at home, that this is just a late check-in. So we've covered that April is National Virtual Month. We've covered that. And one show that's sort of related to tourism industry that's been taking the internet by storm over the last week is the Netflix documentary Tiger King. I haven't seen it. I've only heard about it. I started watching it, and I tried watching it, and I couldn't finish it. But they say that's a show that will take you away from everything that you're worried about right now. The series shows a look into the exotic animal park world, and I truly hope it opens the eyes for many, because animals kept in cages and bred for roadside attraction pictures is just wrong. As a matter of fact, CNN just released a picture showing all the lions laying in the middle of the road in Africa because there's no traffic. Everything's at a standstill. So now the lions are more relaxed because they don't have people chasing them through the jungle. So the lions are just laying in the middle of the road, taking up the sun, because there's not people trying to kill them. So CNN just released that picture, and it's a beautiful picture, and the lions are just laying there soaking up the sun. So hopefully this show called Tiger King, it gives you a look into the exotic animal park world, and I truly hope it opens the eyes for many, because animals shouldn't be kept in cages and bred for roadside attraction pictures. That's just wrong. Think twice about where you put your money when you travel. You know, this Tiger King, which I couldn't watch. This man is riding tigers and doing all these other things. Virtual travel is the main focus point for those with the itch to see the world but are stuck in a quarantine world. You can also visit our Facebook page, It's Your Time to Travel, to find ideas on how to travel virtually. Here are just some of the titles we have. Cruise activities you can recreate at home. And this is a title that is on YouTube. It's called Cruise Activities You Can Recreate at Home / Shore Excursions. And then another video is Let Us Take You to a Sandal State of Mind. And another video is Let Us Take You to a Beaches State of Mind. There are 9 travel-inspiring movies to help you escape while you're stuck at home. Again, all this is on our Facebook page, It's Your Time to Travel. What ways are you virtually traveling during the quarantine? During the first week of quarantine, I virtually traveled every night I could. This is our Facebook page, It's Your Time to Travel, to see the destinations. I virtually traveled to Panama, Antarctica, Alaska. I virtually traveled to Panama, Alaska, Antarctica, the equator, Ecuador. I traveled to Ecuador. So during the first week of quarantine, I virtually traveled every night at 7 p.m. to different destinations just to get my mind off of everything that was going on. So let us know where you have virtually traveled to. You can visit our Facebook page, It's Your Time to Travel, and just put a comment on there of where you traveled to, because all this is going on now is going to change, and this is just a late check-in, because everything good is going to wait for you. Stay home, take this time to dream, imagine, and plan your next vacation, because all good things will be waiting for you, and this is just a late check-in. So one of the other virtual events that we have going on, and I have several virtual events on my Facebook page, is a virtual viewing of Disney's Cruise Line, Beauty and the Beast. The first of its kind video from Disney Cruise Line gives you a front row seat to the beloved story with favorite moments from Disney Cruise Line's award-winning Broadway-style production. This previously recorded video features the opening cast from the show's debut, and it comes to you from aboard the Disney Dream. So, again, all this information is on our Facebook page. It's Your Time to Travel. I post something on there every night, something different on there every night. Last night I posted information about New York. Okay, listeners, you can join the conversation at 877-932-9766. Look up in the sky. It's a superhero of travel. It's Ricky Tyers from It's Your Time to Travel on TalkTainmentRadio.com. Radio, the way it should be heard.
For the best home fragrance and beauty products, shop Ash Kickin' online.
That's A-S-H-K-I-C-K-I-N.
Made with 100% natural quality ingredients and handcrafted with your family in mind, Ash Kickin' products are better than those other guys. Ash Kickin' candles, incense, body butter, face moisturizer, and hair moisturizer are priced just right, and you can get yours at 10% off with coupon code TALK17. Support this 100% black-owned business and get your home and body smelling and feeling all right.
That's
A-S-H-K-I-C-K-I-N. Shop Ash Kickin' online at www.ashkickin.com.
Think you can't afford life insurance? Think again. You might be surprised at how affordable it can be. 80% of Americans overestimate the cost of life insurance. Maybe it's time to swap a few small expenses for some big peace of mind. Life insurance can protect what matters most, and it's the right thing to do. Let's talk today. So call me, Marvin Smith, at American Family Insurance at 614-986-3105. You can also visit my website at marvinsmithinsurance.com. American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin, 53783.
I was diagnosed with type 1 diabetes at age 33, with not one day off since. But JDRF has my back, funding research toward a cure, prevention, and treatments that really help the millions like me to have a better life. The scientists funded by JDRF test themselves every day so that someday I won't have to. Join us. Your help is our hope. JDRF, improving lives, curing type 1 diabetes.
Green, green, green. It's our home, it's our dream. For a life that's healthy and clean, make it green, green, green.
My mom said making it green is making sure the air in your home is healthy for your family to breathe. Make sure you test your home for radon. It's easy. Just call 866-730-GREEN.
Make it green, green, green.
A message from the US EPA.
Our government doesn't seem to care that 9 million children have no health insurance, even though every dollar spent immunizing children against illness saves more than $16 in medical costs to make them better. Doesn't anyone see? We're wasting money and allowing children to get sick.
I am Susie Flynn. A vote for me is a vote for the 9 million uninsured children.
9 million uninsured children need a solution now. For more information, go to electsusie.com.
My name is Al Edmondson. I'm a business owner and community organizer. I want to encourage you to visit the King Lincoln District, our community. It's a great place to live, work, and worship. Catch a show at the Lincoln Theater. Enjoy smooth jazz at the King Arts Complex. Enjoy great food and visit our historical churches and newly remodeled homes. Live, work, and worship the King Lincoln District.
Look, up in the sky, it's a superhero of travel. It's Ricky Tyers from It's Your Time to Travel on TalkTainmentRadio.com. Radio, the way it should be heard. So for the second half of the show, we want to talk about that everything going on today is just a late check-in. It's just a late check-in. Sit back. Plan, dream, your next vacation. And when we come out of this, you can go back to doing everything that you were doing. But for right now, today, you just need to sit still. You absolutely need to sit still. They have said that social distancing has flattened the curve. In just another couple of weeks, we can get out of this. And life after this pandemic is over will not be the same. I mean, we're still going to have to social distance. You won't be able to just go into a restaurant. You know, there's still going to be limits of how many people can go into a restaurant. There's still going to be limits of how many people can go into a store. It was just noted the other day that everyone in public should wear a face mask. It's been suggested that everybody that works in a retail store should wear a face mask. So it's important that we live by all the guidance that they're giving us, that they're providing us, so when all this is over, we can all still be here and enjoy everything going on. And it's unfortunate that, at least here in the state of Ohio, that there are more blacks dying of this disease than there is whites. Okay, so we have to make sure that we social distance, that we wear face masks when we're out in public, when you go into the grocery store, you know, when you go out shopping, wear face masks. You know, quit the house parties. Quit the house parties. Make sure that, you know, there's no more than 10 people in the place so that we can get through this, because all this is just a late check-in. It's just a late check-in. So one of the stories I have to tell about all this going on is that there's a cruise ship that was cruising to the end of the world. And I say the end of the world because the coronavirus spread across the ship on this cruise. It was a 31-day cruise. It was a 31-day cruise, and it sailed before all this happened. And while the Zana Dam, this is a Holland cruise ship, was sailing, the world changed, and they were stuck at sea. For passengers aboard the Holland American cruise, which started on March the 7th, and started from Buenos Aires, the 31-day collective voyage aboard the Zana Dam was to be a comfort-filled exploration of Latin America. And they would see all the dreams fall apart during this 31-day cruise, because while they were out on this cruise, the world changed. And they couldn't get back in the port. The only way they got back in the port was the president had to force Florida to allow them to dock in Florida. And we say that they were selling to the end of the world because this cruise was selling to a destination. They were selling to the Falklands. They were supposed to sample grilled sausage at Montevideo. And they were selling. They were supposed to see glaciers. They were supposed to sail around Cape Horn. And one area that I can't wait to see is they were sailing where the Pacific and the Atlantic Ocean collide. You know, that's one of the destinations that's on my bucket list, is to see where the Atlantic Ocean and Pacific collide. In the background there, we have Aruba. Aruba is by far my favorite destination. And this is a 25-minute video just to get your mind away from all the things that's going on in the world. And I'm actually trying to take you to a beach. But as that plays in the background, I'm going to continue to tell you about this cruise ship that was stuck in the middle of the ocean, because while they were out to sea, the world changed. For the 1,241 passengers aboard, the minds were more tuned to glaciers and wildflowers than the world news. So as all this was happening and they were on this cruise, they weren't really paying attention to all the things that was going on around the world. They have not focused on how the newly discovered coronavirus has swept through the cruise ship, anchored off the coast of Japan, killing 8 and sickening more than 700 in early February. A few weeks later, the U.S. banned travel from Italy, South Korea, and Iran. And then hotspots for the newly Christian COVID-19, the first American died from the virus in Washington State. So again, this video in the background is Aruba, because we just want to show you, if you sit still, all this is waiting for you when we come out of this. And just another few more days, few more weeks, and we'll be out of this. Get back to the cruise ship. This is a cruise ship that was stuck at sea. It was a 31-day voyage, and while the voyage started on March the 7th, while they were out to sea, the world changed. When you think back, it was something that happened in China, and there weren't any warnings. There were zero warnings about what was going on in China. And again, you're listening to It's Your Time to Travel on TalkTimeRadio.com. Radio the way it should be heard. And I am Ricky Tyers from Tyers Tours and Travel. And again, we're talking about the Holland American cruise ship that was stuck at sea. Yeah, the cruise started on March the 7th. And it was a 31-day cruise. And everything changed while they were out to sea, and how it took the president of the United States to issue an order to allow the cruise ships to disembark in Florida. You know, some passengers knew about the issues with the Diamond Princess, that's the cruise ship in Japan, and hoped that since the same company, the Miami-based Carnival Corporation, owned both ships, it wouldn't incorporate any lessons learned. They got emails from the company saying that their temperatures would be taken before they boarded the ship. Again, for this cruise ship sailing from Bona Aires on March the 7th, they actually got an email from Carnival saying that before they boarded the cruise ships, that their temperatures would be taken. And they were not taken. Simply stated, the temperatures weren't stated. It was a decision that passengers agonized over, but was assured by their Holland American travel agent that they would be okay and never put in harm's way. First problem is that they didn't use a travel agent. They used an agent that worked for Holland America. So while all this crisis is going on, that agent had Holland America's best interest in mind. It did not have the passengers' best interest in mind. So when all this is over, if you're booking travel, when all this is over, please use a travel agent, because a travel agent will have your best interest in mind. So back to the story about the Holland America cruise ship that was stuck at sea. It was a 31-day cruise. It boarded in South America. Okay. There was 2,100 passengers, about 586 crew members aboard this particular cruise ship that promise proved important. That promise was unable to be kept. At first, the ship served as a bubbling, insulating those on board from the rapidly changing conditions outside of the world. Then the virus took root. It spread through the cruise ship. It spread through the cruise ship by coughs in a crowded room. Fear quickly followed. But before the cruise finally ended, the virus reclaimed four lives, sickened hundreds as port after port, and most of them regular beneficiaries of port fees and tourist dollars from cruise passengers turned the cruise ship away. Just turned the cruise ship away. The international community consistently, they were generous and helpful in the face of human suffering, but it shut itself off to this particular cruise ship, leaving her to fend for herself. And the president of Holland American Line, Orlando Ashford, wrote in a publication in the Sun Centennial, "It's tempting to speculate about the illnesses that may have been avoided or lives saved if we gotten the assistance we sought weeks ago. If they would have gotten the assistance that they sought weeks ago." So with each rejection, interviews and social media posts revealed growing anguish on board. Passengers and crew feared for their lives as they grew sicker and sicker, or worried that their next breaths could bring the invading virus. And again, in the background, we're taking you to the beach. We're taking you to Aruba as we talk about this cruise that set sail on March the 7th and was left out to sea until the president of the United States forced Florida to accept them. And all the ports rejected this cruise ship. So we also have a diary of what went on the cruise ship for all the days that they were out to sea. But we basically want to tell you that as this cruise ship was sailing, as the cruise ship was sailing, it sailed on March the 7th, and as the cruise ship was out to sea, the world changed around it. All the ports that they were supposed to stop at, there's one port that they stopped at that they waited 2 days. They absolutely waited 2 days to enter the port and was never allowed to enter the port. So what Holland America decided to do was they moved all the people that were virus-free to another cruise ship. And they left all the sick people on this particular cruise ship. But in the meantime, both cruise ships were left out to sea. And it's just unfortunate because on the one cruise ship, there was four people that died from the coronavirus. And many people were sick. So when the ship was finally able to, with the president's order, to allow the ships to disembark in Florida, so now the cruise lines had to come up with ways for them to fly privately back home. They had to come up with private transportation for those that were sick, and they also had to come up with private transportation to fly them back home. They cannot fly commercially. And those who were not sick had to quarantine for 14 days before they could go out in public. And those that were sick were taken to hospitals. But again, this Holland American ship and its sister ship was left out to sea until the president of the United States forced the state of Florida to let them disembark in Florida, where they were supposed to disembark in Florida. So what all this means is that when you take a cruise, you pay port charges.
When and you're at home, Bob Evans Restaurant.
You pay port charges because that ship is going to dock at your port. And this is what that particular dock is charging the cruise ship per passenger to dock there. So even though this cruise ship paid all these fees to dock, no one would allow them to dock. Florida was one of the places that they were supposed to dock at, and they were not allowed to dock in Florida. Again, the president of the United States had to force them to dock, to allow them to dock in Florida. So now the rules are from cruises that cruise lines have to. So when we come out of this pandemic, the cruise lines has to provide private transportation to get you back home. You can't fly commercial. You can't fly commercial because of all this. You can't fly commercial. This is what the cruise lines had to do to get them taken ashore. The cruise lines had to provide private transportation to get the sick people to wherever they needed to go. And they also had to provide private transportation for the airlines to get people home. And there was over 2,100 people on that cruise ship going in 2,100 different directions. So once this pandemic is over with, there's many things in America that is going to change. Right now, Spirit Airlines wrote a letter saying that they want to drop some routes because they can't afford to drop routes. But because of this CARE Act, the airlines can't drop any routes, and they can't lay anybody off for 6 months because they took this CARE money. The government has bailed them out with this CARE money, so they can't drop any routes. The only route that Spirit was able to drop was a route that went to Puerto Rico, and they were able to drop that because that airport closed. And so Spirit Airlines is saying that they're in dire need to reduce routes. And JetBlue is saying the same thing because this pandemic has just ruined their business. But because they took this CARE money from the government, that they're not allowed to lay anybody off for 6 months, I believe. It might be 9 months, but I believe it's 6 months, that they can't lay anybody off for 6 months, and they have to continue all the routes. And, oh, by the way, the airlines, for those people that canceled their flights, the government has come out and said that they have to give them their money back, that they can't just issue vouchers. Now, here's the problem with vouchers, and I know that Delta went the route of saying their vouchers were good for 2 years. I was supposed to fly to Vegas April the 4th. And of course, I couldn't fly to Vegas. Spirit Airlines gave me a voucher that I have to book travel by September the 28th. Because we don't know when we're coming out of this, that date might be too short of a notice to book airfare again. So the government has decided that the airlines, which collected $35 billion this last month offer flights that were canceled, they have to give people their money back that want their money back. Okay, so just know that we're slowly coming out of this. It's unfortunate that we're in this, but we're slowly coming out of this, and that this cruise ship that I'm talking about that was stuck at sea, it kind of is kind of changed the rules of how we can take a cruise now. It's kind of changed all the rules. This cruise ship started on March the 7th, and it had more than 1,000 eager passengers boarding the cruise ship. And they picture this as their bucket list cruise. It was a trip to the tip of South America. And many people got to South America a few days early to adjust to the time change and the weather in Argentina. One passenger from Seattle said that she and her husband were leaving the coronavirus behind in favor of warm, sunny Buenos Aires. And a 63-year-old resident who sailed with her husband from Ohio and posted this on Facebook, "We would board a cruise ship, yes, a deadly cruise ship, and yes, they have heard all the warnings, and they are not concerned. Stay tuned." And they continued their cruise. This cruise was a deadly cruise because four people died on the cruise from the coronavirus. But the day after the ship set sail, the ship sailed on March the 7th. The day after they sailed is when the United States announced, this is March the 8th, that Americans should stay away from cruises. But they're already out to sea. In Uruguay, their first stop, and they were able to stop there, there's a city there that's considered, the nickname for that city is the end of the world. So this ship was considered to be sailing to the end of the world. But the day after this ship sailed, the United States announced that people should stay away from cruises. There's a guy that works with me that was on a cruise during this time period. And when he came back from his cruise, he had to quarantine for 14 days. He just couldn't come back to work. He had to actually quarantine for 16 days. And there's many ports that they weren't allowed to disembark on, and they had to stay at sea. As a matter of fact, it was only a four-day cruise, and he says that they were out to sea 4 days. So, and he actually sailed on the 6th. He actually sailed on the 6th. When he got back, he had to quarantine for 14 days before he could come back to work. So all this is going to change how we cruise when we come out of this. It's going to change everything. But during this cruise, it seemed like the virus was not going to follow the vacationers. The crew wiped down the handrails, tables, elevator buttons. They had hand sanitizing stations appeared at every turn. At every turn. But you have to remember, in the early part of this, I mentioned that they didn't take people's temperatures. So this was a cruise that started on March the 7th. It ended by the president allowing them to dock in Florida. So, listeners, you can join the conversation at 877-932-9766. Look up in the sky. It's a superhero of travel. It's Ricky Tyus from It's Your Time to Travel on TalkTainmentRadio.com. Radio the way it should be heard.